Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Are girls prepared for the tough competitive sports? Are they as prepared as boys? And just because of the fact that they're girls, are they more susceptible to certain types of injuries than the boys are? And if they are, then what do we do about that? My guest is one of our favorite guests here on Train Your Body, Dr. Mike Bergeron. He's the executive director for the National Youth Sports Health and Safety Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bergeron. So girls, are girls by their very nature as tough as boys in sports? Are they prepared physically to enter into some of these sports and even some of the co-ed sports? Lacrosse is becoming co-ed and some of these things. Are they as prepared?
Melanie, thank you again for being on the letting me be on the show. I'm not going to say as tough. I'll avoid that because I think that could lead to all kinds of criticism of me if I were to say that. But I think what your point that you made, girls maybe not being as prepared. What we do know is that girl athletes are about 8 times, maybe even as high as 10 times more likely to have an injury to the knee as they are in athletics. And that's remarkable. And so when we look at that and we try to understand, it's not ACL injuries. We hear a lot about that. But it could just be sort of generalized knee pain or some other kind of problem with the knee. So the question is, well, why is that? And those that really study this and really study the biomechanics of girls and movement and landing strategies recognize that things are different. Girls move differently, or not everyone, but in general, move differently, land differently, cut differently, change directions differently. And part of that is thought that perhaps they are not getting that same widespread exposure to physical activity and as much random play as boys are, or perhaps it's related to even physical education in the early grade. Whatever the reason is, it's known that by the time a girl gets to into athletics, and if she's going through adolescence, there seems to be a very different way that many, many girls move, and that puts them at risk of injury.
Now, you've got an initiative called Girls in Sports Matters. I love that. I even love the name. Tell us what that is.
Well, thank you. And there's really two parts to the naming of that. The first part, GIRLS, G-I-R-L-S, really stands for giving individuals the right landing strategy. And what that implies is, again, as I was saying, the biomechanics. We need to be sure that is the movement, the proper movement, the proper landing, the proper jumping is introduced at a very, very early age. And so that the biomechanics are more supportive of reducing injury risk. And this is really it's so remarkable when I said earlier that there's an 8 to 10-fold, increased risk of injury to girls. Even when you look at the college level and girls who are in Division I athletics, where they have the great strength and conditioning programs and athletic trainers there, you still see a 2 to 3-fold increased risk of knee injuries to girls. So it shows that it's too late to try to correct it completely later. So the girls part, again, is really focusing on an early introduction to the right movement patterns so that you don't have these compensatory dysfunctional movement patterns that develop later. And then, of course, the rest of it in Sports Matters is really if you set a girl up correctly, and the same is true for boys, too, for that matter, but we're focusing on girls with this initiative, that if you give the girls a more optimal movement strategy, then they are indeed better prepared for sports and better prepared to be physically active for the rest of their life. So in that case, it really does matter that if you can keep girls healthy and in sports, it really matters not only for that, but for life.
Do you think that we're sending a good message to our girls? You know, some girls still feel that being an athlete, puts them into a certain stereotype of tough girl, of, girls that, and I'm asking you this, Dr. Bergeron, because I know my own daughter has worried about this and not wanting to be stereotyped as an athletic girl. But with these kinds of initiatives, we can tell girls that it's okay to play like a boy and still be a girl because you have certain things that are just going to be different, like learning to land right, learning your steps, learning how not to get injured. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're identifying a real problem, but let's look at what potentially may be the cause of that. So if a young girl is not getting the same athletic exposure, that same early introduction where it's okay and it's encouraged to be that active early on, then of course it's going to feel really different later. It's going to, I haven't been doing as much as the boys. So the boys are more athletically prepared. They've been in that environment. So it seems very natural. So maybe, hopefully a great outcome of this, with that earlier focus on boys and girls being equally active and teaching the proper movement, then that whole sort of environment is something that seems much more natural at an earlier age, and maybe we won't have those kind of uncertainties that develop later just because your daughter, for example, hasn't been involved in that environment. So hopefully, there'll be a side benefit that by introducing this movement and encouraging it in girls earlier, that it kind of sets the stage so they won't have those feelings that you described.
What about co-ed sports, Dr. Bergeron? What do you think about that? And do you think that, as we've talked in the previous segment, are girls less prepared to play against the boys? And now some of these sports are becoming co-ed, softball, lacrosse, even hockey, ice hockey around here is co-ed, and that's a rough sport. But are the girls, can they enter into it and keep up with the boys?
Well, I think in a lot of respects, girls certainly can. I mean, but what we're talking about here is setting them up for moving as well. And certainly up to a certain age, when you reach adolescence, there's not a whole lot of difference, or ideally there won't be a whole lot of difference between boys and girls. So whether they're on a soccer field or whatever field, they're probably going to be better prepared to be at a more equal level, if not superior. But certainly then when you get into adolescence and the boys, are more muscle mass and larger and just physically stronger, I think there become other issues. I mean, that's not anything at all related to this initiative. But when you have contact of somebody with much more mass, then there's going to likely be a great disadvantage to the smaller person. Hopefully, if as a girl is going through a co-ed sport, by learning better movement, you can get out of the way and outskate somebody or outmaneuver somebody. So maybe that could be another advantage. But I think we can't say that forever there's no distinction, because certainly just by muscle mass and size and strength, they're
of
often
course.
Now, certainly there's a lot of girls that are as strong or stronger than a lot of boys, but I think overall, it works well co-ed up to a point.
Absolutely, and I think it's also a little bit fun for them, to be able to run around just a bunch of kids on the field doing the same thing, having fun. Wrap it up in the last minute for us, Dr. Bergeron. Your Girls in Sports Matters and the importance of this for parents and their girl athletes that are listening.
Well, again, the Girls in Sports Matters initiative is really an acknowledgement that girls seem to be less prepared in some respects to boys to handle the demanding competitive sports arena. So the approach is that by intervening early and preventing the development of these dysfunctional movement strategies can hopefully reduce that injury risk disparity that we see between boys and girls. And the main thing is, too, that by introducing proper movement and proper biomechanics early, that it's more likely that girls will be healthy as they go and enter through sports, and because they know they can move well and do things well, as good or better than boys, then they're more likely to get engaged and feel very, very comfortable about it. And, that sets up girls for the rest of their life to be physically active.
Certainly does. Thank you so much, Dr. Mike Bergeron. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. Be sure and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.